This is our other land use case today. It's P25017, the application of D and JF Vineyards for a partition. If you haven't done so, please sign in if you want to testify or receive a copy of the decision. We will go over the nature of the case, hear any preliminary objections. Planning Division will present its staff report. The applicant or representative will present its case. We'll then hear any testimony in favor of the application, and then any testimony in opposition to the application. Anyone will have an opportunity to provide general comments, not necessarily for or against, and then the applicant will have an opportunity for rebuttal as the applicant has the burden of proof. We'll then close the hearing unless there's a request to keep the hearing open or to keep the record open for additional submissions. No decision will be made at the hearing. My decision will be in writing, and a copy of the decision will be sent to the applicant, interested parties, affected governmental agencies, and anyone else who requests a copy. We are recording the hearing today. Testimony is taken from the tables up front and will be under oath or affirmation. The recording will become a part of the official record. The record in this case is a public record, and any documents that are submitted become part of the record and generally cannot be returned. If you have any documents that you'd like to submit to the record, please let the other party take a look at them. Give them to me, we'll mark them as exhibits, and they will become a part of the official record. The failure to raise an issue in a hearing, in person or by letter, or failure to provide statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker an opportunity to respond to the issue may preclude an appeal based on that issue and may preclude it from being raised at a later time. ORS 1977633. The failure of the applicant to raise a constitutional or other issue relating to the proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. For a condition of approval to apply, it must be stated with sufficient specificity to enable the applicant to respond to the condition prior to the close of the final local hearing, ORS 1977963. This is the application of D and JF Vineyards, LLC. It's P25017. This is the application for a partition of a 26.93-acre parcel into three parcels consisting of six acres, and 14.93 acres in a SA special agriculture zone and an AR acreage residential zone located at 7412 Liberty Road South, Salem, Oregon. Before I summarize the material in the case file, I'll ask the parties if there are any objections to notice, jurisdiction, or conflict of interest. Ms. Peden?
No objections.
Thank you. Mr. Sorum?
No objection.
Thank you. The case file in this matter contains the application, applicant statement, zone map, site plan, warranty deed, operating agreement, articles of organization, request for comments, comments from various governmental agencies, a staff decision, an appeal of the decision by residents of Hilo Road, addresses for notice and notice of hearing, also a letter dated October 27th, 2025 from counsel for applicant, Alan Sorum. This complete file will be made a part of the record. All testimony should be directed to the subject matter of this case. The laws and provisions applicable to this case are found in Marion County Code 17.128. That's the acreage residential zone. Marion County Code 17.137, special agriculture zone. And Marion County Code 17.181, sensitive groundwater overlay zone. Those are the criteria that I believe apply. If you believe these don't apply or there are other criteria that I should consider, please tell me so in your testimony. And I have not had any ex parte communication with any of the parties on this matter, meaning I've only reviewed the file that is the planning file that's been sent to me. Any procedural questions from the parties? Okay. All right, we will begin with planning staff, Jillian Peden. Ms. Peden, please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and give your mailing address for the record.
My name is Jillian Peden. Peden is P-E-D-E-N. Mailing address 5155 Silverton Road, Northeast Salem, Oregon, 97305.
Thank you. Please proceed and present your staff report.
All right. For the record, this is Jillian Peden with the Marion County Planning Division. I'd like to clarify that there is one error in the staff report. This error states that there are no dwellings on the property. There is indeed one manufactured home clustered on the western side of the property along Liberty Road South. The application before you today is for a partition to divide a 26.93 acre parcel into three parcels of approximately 6 acres, 6 acres, and 14.93 acres. The property is located at 7412 Liberty Road South in Salem and is zoned acreage residential and special agriculture. The parcel is split zoned with the western 12 acres designated acreage residential and the eastern 15 acres designated special agriculture. The property currently contains a manufactured home and several farm buildings clustered near the western boundary. The remainder of the property is undeveloped and in active farm use. The property is not located within a floodplain, a geologically hazardous area, or near any streams or wetlands. Surrounding uses are generally consistent with the zoning designations. Properties to the south and west are zoned acreage residential and developed with rural residences. Properties to the north, east, and southeast are zoned special agriculture and include a mix of large agricultural parcels and smaller parcels with home sites. The parcels directly north are owned by the applicant and are part of the applicant's ongoing farming operation. The Planning Division solicited comments from applicable reviewing agencies. Marion County Septic commented that septic evaluations will be required for both existing and new septic systems. These comments are included in the staff recommendation and case file. The applicant initially proposed access to the new acreage residential parcels from Liberty Road South. Public Works Land Development, Engineering, and Permits Department reviewed the proposal and determined that this access was required to be gated for safety reasons. They advised that alternative access be taken from either Hilo Road or the existing Cole Road right-of-way to the north of the parcel. After review, staff determined that the proposal meets the standards for both the acreage residential and special agriculture zone. There are no specific partition criteria in the acreage residential zone, but Marion County Code 17.128.070 establishes a minimum lot size of 2 acres. All proposed parcels meet or exceed this standard. The special agriculture zoned portion of the property will not be partitioned. The subject property is also located within the sensitive groundwater overlay zone. In this overlay zone, parcels greater than 5 acres are not required to submit a hydrogeology review. As all parcels exceed 5 acres, the applicants were not required to submit this groundwater study. Staff prepared a detailed report addressing the applicable criteria and, based on the evidence in the record, recommends approval of the proposed partition. I will stand for any questions you may have.
Thank you. No questions at this time. All right, Mr. Sherman, I recognize you as a member of the Oregon State Bar, so I will not swear you in, but I will ask you to please state your name and spell your last name for the record and provide your mailing address.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Alan Sorem. That's S-O-R-E-M. My office is at 250 Church Street, Southeast Salem, Suite 200, 97301. I am the attorney for the applicant. As the hearings officer indicated in reviewing the record materials, I did submit a letter for the record in consideration responding to the issues that were raised on appeal by the appellants. We're here today to ask the hearings officer to affirm staff's decision. I do have a couple of technical kind of comments and questions regarding one of the conditions of approval and some procedural matters. I guess I'll just quickly touch on some of the substantive issues though first, rather than reiterating everything in my letter. I'll just say at the 10,000 foot level, it's quite understandable how, you know, as individuals are reading staff reports and having questions and comments in their mind, they're wondering about, well, what about water, groundwater, septic, and traffic impacts? Unfortunately, you know, their comments, questions don't really relate to the mandatory approval criterion. They go outside of the scope of it. And I think that's in part due to just a misunderstanding about the incremental nature of what the scope of the review is for staff. we are at a tentative plat moment in time. Certain application of review of engineering standards will occur at the time of final plat review, and then others will occur at the time in the event that any actual building development were to occur. So we're only looking at what is the approval criteria for tentative plat review, which is rather minimal. There are a few approval criteria and standards that would justify either the basis for review, approval, conditions, or denial. On the sensitive groundwater overlay zone, as staff indicated, yes, all the parcels will be greater than 5 acres, so no hydrologic review or study is needed. As to questions regarding potential impacts with senior, junior water rights, that's outside the scope of the jurisdiction for the county in reviewing tentative plats. There were some questions regarding access standards, and access is, as indicated by the condition of approval, and which is acceptable to the applicant, that an easement be provided for the two AR parcels providing access onto Hilo Row. The properties are of adequate size, so the access standards of a minimum feet of 20 feet in width is very much adequate. So are the site access standards for the intersection of the subject property with the public road, which is Hilo Road. Comments regarding site or traffic impacts as to pre-existing intersections, whether that be Hilo and Liberty, Cole Road, Old Liberty, Liberty Road, those are all intersections with public roads and don't relate to the access standards and relate to what is the burden of proof or the scope of review when we're doing the tentative partition. So there need no be no findings under that, other than to identify that those types of concerns as far as public road to public road impacts are outside the scope of review because there's no applicable standards that the applicant has the burden of proof for. I will.
Safety and placement.
Yeah, general overrides. You know, some jurisdictions do have a criterion that requires in a land division a generalized demonstration of safe traffic circulation and outward. That is not a criterion in Marion County's land division. Chapters that you identified. If it is helpful, I'm just going to pass out just quickly. This is a printout from the Marion County Assessor's Office. It's just the subject property with an aerial overlay with the relevant tax lots. It shows where Hilo Road is and Liberty Road and Cole Road. I think it's helpful because I just want to make sure the hearings officer understands where the access is going to be, and then also relates to my comment as to one of the proposed conditions of approval from the Public Works Department. May I?
Yes, please.
Provide.
Eden, do you have any objection to this being marked as an exhibit and entered into the record?
No objection.
As I said, this is just the publicly available assessor's map showing a 2025 aerial photo. So if you're looking, the large property in the center of the image is the subject property. It, as staff indicated, the western 12 acres is zoned AR with the balance of the property zoned SA.
Pretty back here.
No, those are to the north. Those are all zoned SA as well. But I guess just this is the subject property.
Okay, this.
This is the subject property. And so the western 12-acre portion is the AR zone property and a split zone. So in the record, that's how it lines up with the tentative plat application.
Okay.
The original proposal was to make use of an existing access facility off of Liberty Road, where you see there are several greenhouses and existing improvements in the manufactured dwelling. And staff commented that due to site constraints on Liberty Road, that it would require a new easement running from the two newly created parcels, and it will run easterly along the southern boundary of that property, and then at the corner of the, excuse me, could you please save your, just we're trying to do this for the record. Property 261 off of Hilo Road is located there, and there as like the corner, so that's, it'll then run south. And there's all, the photos show a developed pre-existing access road for on Hilo. So that land is flat, and that is the reference to the easement in the application. I just thought that would help everybody kind of visualize what the staff report is commenting on.
It does help, and just to make sure, would you mind just showing that there was access? There was a potential access easement on this area, but that has a site concern.
So this is public right of way.
Okay.
This is Cole.
Okay. Oh, it's Cole. Okay.
This is also Cole. It's undeveloped public right of way.
Okay.
And the original access easement shows here what was proposed to be here and serving the parcels. Parcel 1 and 2.
Got it.
Staff commented that the access should be up high low.
Okay.
So it would rather than the easement would primarily be in the same location along the southern boundary of parcels A and B, but rather than providing access from parcel C to Liberty, it's providing access off of Hilo this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure. Here is where this access will be in Hilo.
Yeah, that's an existing.
And it's already existing. Driveway.
Existing public access.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So just that, we just want to kind of, you know, clarify for everybody our understanding of what the decision approves and what it doesn't. Hopefully that addresses some concerns.
Okay.
And then as I indicated on the staff decision, I believe there's, engineering conditions. Engineering conditions, it's finding 5, and then subsection A, it identifies, it says, on the partition plat, dedicate a 30-foot half-width right-of-way over the two subject 6-acre parcels to Cole Road property frontage to meet county local standards. So with access, not using Cole, the undeveloped right-of-way that is Cole Road, that would be north of the subject property. I don't think that condition meets the Nolan-Dolan nexus or proportionality obligations for additional right-of-way. So I understand that the public, you know, might desire additional right-of-way in the event that Cole Road South were ever to be extended from its existing developed terminus on Liberty Road and developed in an easterly direction parallel to Hilo. But that would have to come, you know, there'd have to be just compensation for that. At just requiring the additional taking of land as a condition of approval requires a demonstration of impacts from the proposal. And so given the parallel tracks that the engineering department has given to the applicant to dedicate a 20-foot wide private easement, we would prefer not to lose additional land for right-of-way and make use of the private easement for the accessways. So just wanted to provide that for the record and make that request that in the hearings officer's final decision, do that Nolan Dolan evaluation, understanding that it is codified policy of the county anytime a land division occurs to say, well, we would, if there's right-of-way frontages that are below standard, then ask the applicant to dedicate it. But there's significant LUBA case law indicating that just because it's codified policy is not does not alleviate the county from its Nolan Dolan obligations, and it does still need to make individualized determination. And Oregon case law supports when there's just a partition, no impacts, you can't justify that. In a similar vein, we had, not this summer, but the last summer, the Sheets versus El Dorado County case law came out. Marion County's SDCs, rural SDCs by other jurisdictions are modest, but nonetheless, still require the county to go through the exercise of individualized findings as to the impacts. And I think this Marion County is not unique in this, but it is now a burden on all jurisdictions to do that impacts analysis to evaluate, well, how did we arrive at the finding of the $2,300 and change dollars for the transportation SDC, and then similarly, I believe it's approximately $400 for purposes of parks SDCs. As the hearings officers indicated, we're obligated to raise at this time any types of constitutional concerns. And so SDCs are now subject to exaction standards and intermediary review, and with it comes the burden of the county to actually provide a demonstration that the SDC methodology accurately reflects the impacts of the proposal. And in particular, in the transportation SDC instance, when the county's CIP list includes improvements all the way up into the canyon in North Marion County, there's little to no impact on those facilities from this property. So I think it's quite obvious that the SDC methodology is over-inclusive at this time, and that the county can't strictly apply that. Until the county is able to do an overhaul and update its methodology to provide staff with an opportunity in the toolkit to do individualized findings, I think the county has to go ahead and forbade requiring those. So I'm only bringing that up for purposes of preserving the record. At this time, applications of SDCs are not strictly a condition of approval, but it was indicated, we need to raise it or waive it. The last item, and then I can defer to questions or rebuttal. It's just as a procedural issue. This is still definition under ORS 197A018, subsection 2B. Definition of needed housing includes all residential development. So any type of land division that's for this, which this division in AR is, it's subject to the procedural rules under ORS 197.522, which essentially says if it's consistent with the comp plan and the applicable land use regulations, which it is, the county has to approve it or apply conditions of approval that would put it in the instance of approval. If not, it has to give the applicant an opportunity to address that. I don't think we're in any real need to go ahead and use those procedural mechanisms to require modifications or anything like that, or additional conditions of approval. It's a straightforward application that staff approved. We ask that to be approved with the only modification that we don't provide additional right-of-way on Cole Road. We are open to expressly stating that we will have that private easement of 20 feet in width along the property, as I indicated, which was identified in the correspondence with the Public Works Department, or their comments, I should say. But the applicant needs to be opportunity to respond to that. So the way that I think about that in Marion County's procedural code, that would need to be a remand rather than a denial. So those are my technical procedural issues, and I've kind of gone over the substantive comments that I intended to speak to. Are there any questions for myself or the property owner at this time?
Not with the application itself, just confirmation, as I see that the notice of decision was an approval and the conditions are stated as before a building permit. I'm not seeing that the engineering requirements and engineering conditions have necessarily been included as a condition. Am I reading that wrong?
I wouldn't say you are. I'm just trying to. Conditions must be met. One. I guess I might ask staff to comment on the structure, like the organization of it, and what their intention of what it was a, whether or not the engineering conditions, because the way that I read it was engineering requirements are informational comments. So for example, you have to conform to the engineering standards and here's some comments. Those are not, strictly speaking, conditions of approval. I understood though that condition A and B under engineering conditions were commented to be conditions, but I guess it is, I'll ask staff to comment as to whether or not they intended or feel like they did incorporate those conditions A and B, which would be at the bottom of the second page and the top of the third page of the decision.
I guess more specifically, the applicant doesn't have an objection to engineering condition B.
Correct.
It's just condition A.
Yes.
So I guess that would be a question for staff is, is engineering condition A considered a condition of approval?
Yes, this is considered a condition of approval. These are typically included in those initial conditions. It looks like we just forgot to add in that first section, but yes, conditions sent from the relevant agencies that specifically say they are conditions make them conditions of approval. And just to clarify, they are conditions for the Land Development Department, but not specifically for this specific land use action, which is the partition.
Right, so that's, Mr. Sherman, that's your thought. Is it that the specific condition could kind of be held in abeyance at this point because it's not a criteria, but, well, I guess it is for approval.
It's conditional. I understand that sometimes it feels like we're cutting it thin, but I mean, as I understand those engineering requirements, C, D, and E, for example, E require, you know, extension of utility work in the right of way requires permits of public works engineering. That's not something that needs to be done prior to the recording of the plat, or that is a self-effectuating application of the engineering standards, and it's just for the information of the applicant. Same thing. Right. With the comments of the Marion County Surveyor as to, you know, what the fees are, the fact that things need to be surveyed in that nature. Did I understand your comment or question correctly, or maybe I miss?
Yeah, I'm seeing as the engineering requirements. I don't have to or get to make a decision on because it's with the building permit, but so I'm not as worried about engineering requirements as I am the engineering conditions A being a condition of approval.
Yeah, I only see that as those were the two conditions that I understood, and I'm just objecting to A as notwithstanding the fact that it is the policy of the county to require that the constitutional limitations on Dolan override that, and that it requests an additional right-of-way, regardless of what the standard is, that it still has to do an individualized inquiry as to whether or not this land division has an impact to justify the taking of the additional land, which in our submission is not, it's clearly not met.
For clear record, that my decision is review the criteria and then the condition of approval and then My decision on whether that's a reasonable condition of approval.
Correct. Yeah. To do that. I mean, we were not the original appellant, but we do. You know, it is a de novo hearing, and I'm you know under a razor wave standpoint, got to raise that issue. So I think it's within your jurisdiction. Much like if the hearings officer, based on the testimony today, you know, concluded that the criteria required an additional condition of approval, that you would be in the position to add one. You know, it would be within the purview of your jurisdiction in writing the final order. I do have a couple extra copies of just the assessor map. I'm just going to leave them on the table for anybody that was interested in what we were looking at.
Okay. And of course, have an opportunity to respond to any testimony we take after this. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you want to be heard in support in any way? No. Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anybody that would like to provide any testimony in support of the application, in favor of the application? Okay. Is there anyone that would like to present any testimony in opposition to the application? Okay, please come forward. Seat up at the table here. Your name, sir? What is your name?
Dean Backer. At 264 Hilo Road.
Okay. And Mr. Backer, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay. You've stated your address, so just please state your first name and spell your last name, please.
First name is Dean, last name is Backer, B-A-C-K-E-R. Again, my address is 264 Hilo Road.
Thank you. Please proceed. You can proceed.
Okay. I want to start off by saying I understand the procedures of the Marion County planners and in regards to required conditions be met, such as what was just discussed before building permits. I even reiterated that with the Marion County planners to be sure that those existing conditions were evaluated. And they said, well, you must appeal this process because after the decision is met on this hearing, that we would have no further chance to for rebuttal on the in regards to the conditions. And that's where I'd like to start.
Okay.
With my testimony.
Okay.
Most of the public okay, I'm not a geologist, but the soil characteristics of the soil in the Hilo Road Southeast area are similar to that of a soil class number 3 as classified by the Soil Conservation Service, CSC. Most of the public information I gathered was from the internet, from zoning maps, hydrologic charts, NRCS/SCS soil charts / classifications, NRCS/SCS web soil survey, and previous Marion County decision on a property that was a decision that was made adjoining this development that they want to make. Some of the soil characteristics of class 3 soils, which relates to our concerns with contamination of our groundwater and the natural resources of the state of Oregon, mainly its waters and wildlife, are as follows. We live in a SGO, or a special groundwater overlay zone, an area of sensitive low groundwater availability supply that feeds our homes. The composition of the soil in most of South Salem Hills generally consists of high percentage of clay and lesser percentage of sand, so less lot of compaction with very little filtration. The soil texture is classified as silty clay, clay loam, or mostly clay. The hydrologic soil group is that of group D, meaning a slow filtration rate and highest runoff potential. Clay soil with high shrink swell potential and soil with high water tables. And I'll reiterate a little more further on in my testimony, but the shrink swell, meaning when it rains, the groundwater swells. When it's dry, it shrinks. Presence of rainwater decreases the soil's stability. The land has an incline drop in elevation that increases the risk for erosion. The soil has issues with poor drainage and soil absorption due to the composition of the soil. Soil with slow filtration transmission are often unsuitable for conventional inline sewage disposal systems or standard septic drain fields. These types of soils can lead to sewage backup, surface pooling, and contamination of groundwater. Presence of a natural waterway, Rogers Creek, that captures excessive surface water and flows downstream, intersecting natural springs, McKinney Creek, Mill Creek, and eventually the San Yam River. This creek flows mostly in drain tiles, but surfaces between the 251 and 261 Hilo Road location and flows above ground thereafter. And then I have pictures. I don't know, do you want me to supply those for you now or of that drain tile and how it comes out of the ground between those two locations?
You are entitled to submit any exhibits you'd like to submit. Have you shared a copy with Mr. Sorum or the applicant? Have you shared a copy of the documents you'd like to submit as an exhibit?
No, these just came in my possession today.
Okay. Do you want to take a look at those, Mr. Sorum?
No.
Do you have any objection to them?
No objection.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I understand that Marion County Special Groundwater Overlay Zones, SGO, places special emphasis on septic system rules to protect groundwater quality from contamination. These regulations are an addition to the standard septic system requirements set by Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. It appears that the Marion County Planning Department has high standards, which can be seen by the warnings placed in their notice of decision for this partition. Due to septic well and drain fill replacements, these parcels may not be able to support a dwelling. I'm just trying to explain the conditions that we're up against, you know, and how it could affect our groundwater. And under Chapter 17.181 of the Marion County Code, which established provisions for partitioning properties in a SGO zone, this notifies the applicant and subsequent owners that there may not be long-term groundwater supply. Owners that there may be long-term groundwater supply problems and that the county is not responsible for deepening or replacing wells. On one hand, Marion County planners have high standards. On the other, they don't, as shown by the Marion County Planning Director approval of partition 25-017. I feel that it is known too well that the land use in this area does not support development and future dwellings, but they go ahead and put the applicant in a position that they must contact outside agencies to approve it and support their decision. I understand it, you know, as council previously stated, you know, special engineering could be needed if there is a development granted for this area. And structurally, as far as foundations and everything, the stability of the soil doesn't support those conditions.
Well, let me just direct you just a little bit to this. There's no application pending for development. The only application pending is for partition at this point. Partition of the property.
That's what I started out by saying. I understand the planning department's decision because they're not looking at these conditions prior to making any approval or disapproval before passing it on to building permits.
Right, because
now,
there's criteria.
I wanted to go on record that we are in opposition so that building permits gets this information and makes sure that they meet those engineering requirements. Proceed?
Yes.
Okay, that being said, I wanted to refer to a previous decision of Marion County Planning Division. It was a property line adjustment / administrative review case number 05-01. The case was an application from the City of Salem for the property owned by the estate of Forrest Kamek to adjust the property line on 9.84-acre parcel and 31.08-acre parcel to create a 4-acre parcel as a utility facility necessary for public service on properties that was previously zoned special agricultural. Most of these folks out here realize what that is. It's a large holding tank for water that supplies the creekside area, which is northeast of our location. The water is pumped to that location. It's held in this holding tank, and so that they can get adequate pressure to supply the golf course and also the homes in that area, they had to find an area that was higher than their current area where their homes exist. So they petitioned for that, and my point is this case showed after soil survey that it was classified as a SCS soil class 3 for the better part of 48.8% and 32% of a class 2 property for their divided parcels. Goes back to what I had previously said about the soil. It supports what I'm saying as far as the soil in that particular area that they want to develop.
I certainly want to let you have your opportunity to raise all of your objections, but need to make sure we're sticking with the criteria that we have in front of us for a partition, and because the the partition is not, none of them are, they're all greater than 5 acres. We don't need.
I already went that route too.
All right.
I saw in the response or the approval of our public hearing, the three areas, and I did raise my hand, your secretary there noticed, but I didn't get noticed. But point being, I previously asked the Marion County office if I was able to testify on areas outside the three areas that were described in the approval or in the hearing, and they said I could.
Well, I'm going to give you opportunity to make a record. Unless everybody else wants to testify as well, then we're going to be a little bit limited on time. But as a Marion County hearings officer, all I have to make a decision on is the criteria under each application. And so the criteria for a partition is quite limited, and that's all that I can use to render a decision. But feel free to continue to make your record.
Well, I've got more information that is valid as far as you're being able to make a good.
Okay.
Rather or not, you want me to, I mean, we sat here and we watched the attorney go on and on and on and on. I know there's other people here in the group that would like to testify, so I don't want to take away from their chances, but you know, I've got documentation from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife on Rogers Creek that there's potentially coastal cutthroat in that creek when it flows, which is usually from any time now until approximately May. So there could be some impacts there. It's not just I'm trying to cut this short. It's not just the worry that the groundwater is going to be contaminated, but you know, us being in a SGO zone, we've already got limited water supplies at our homes. That's our drinking water. And you know, we don't want other development going in that could result in us having to do something with our wells. The comment that I got from one of the Marion County planners, which caught me completely off guard, was that, you know, if it comes to the point that you've got insufficient water, well, you just have to drill your wells deeper. That's not an option. I mean, we were there first. You know, and to be able, you know, to go ahead with this approval is just asinine. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's like putting the horse between, the cart before the horse. You know, I've got a copy of the in your copies, copy of the response from Oregon Fish and, Department of Fish and Wildlife. Thank you for reaching out with your concern regarding impacts to Rogers Creek. The department currently shows Rogers Creek is having fish presence, specifically coastal cutthroat trout up to Hilo Road. Fish probably utilize the upper reaches of the stream only when the water levels are high. Image below shows the department map of the blue part of the stream, and it doesn't go and expand to the point that I previously indicated, you know, that it could flow as far as to the Santiam River, which is, you know, if it goes that far, I mean, that's where the natural reproduction occurs.
Just for the record, I want to keep it clear. We've submitted and no objection to Exhibit 1, which is 11 pages showing the drainage, Roger Creek, the tile line that goes to Roger Creek, and they're each individually notated with descriptions of the photographs. So Exhibit 1, the 11 pages, will be entered into the record. Do you want to submit any other of that other letter?
Go into more detail.
Okay.
Which would include some of the items that I did not address.
Okay. So Exhibit 2 will be the written submission from Mr. Dean Backer, which also includes photographs.
We were under the, since there was no plot map showing the access road, this is the first we heard of it today. That's why all the discussion in the green room. You know, we suspected that there's already an easement road, Champion Hill Road, which goes to the water tower that I indicated. We suspected that that would be the location access road. You know, I'm not sure exactly why they wouldn't use Bull Road as an access road, but you know, we've already got issues on Hilo of lack of visibility. The name got its the name of the road got it based on its characteristics. It goes up and down, and there's not a lot of visibility, and often driven at speeds higher than they should be.
But I think there was concern that there's visibility issues with the Cole Road access potentially.
Cole Road has better access because it's flat ground. It's not coming off of a hill, unlike what they have on Hilo, where it's up and down. Others can testify to that. There's currently a sign, several signs actually, Campbell Hill Road currently has those signs.
Right, okay. That is Exhibit 3.
Before I close, I would like to say too that I can see that vineyard owners have made attempts to help with the erosion issues. They've currently put up barriers, black hide barriers. Planted grass on that property. They know of the existing conditions. And thank you.
Thank you. Second here. All right, who would like to testify next? I would say no, but you can put your concerns forth, and if it's something that I believe is relevant to the criteria for my consideration, I can ask the applicant. Anyone else like to testify?
I would like to testify.
Okay, please come forward. your name is?
My name is Wendy Poling with a Y. P as in Paul, O-L-I-N-G. I live at 153 Hilo Road Southeast.
Thank you, Ms. Poling. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I swear.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address. Actually, you provided it, so just do your name.
Thanks. Wendy Poling. Wendy is with a Y, P-O-L-I-N-G.
Thank you. Please proceed.
So I wanted to reiterate the previous concern about Rogers Creek, because as was testified earlier, this was intended to not affect any waterways, and that particular creek runs through the back of my property in a big culvert that I have contacted the county before to ask about, and they do not even have record of it. So that does concern me a little bit as far as that effect goes, but I think we've spoken to that, so I'd just like to dispute that particular claim, at least to a degree. I'm no expert, but it does run through the back of my property. So that being said, my question is, if we're not going to make this decision based on potential further use of the property, I totally respect that. You're kind of limited to your scope there. But what's the point of the partition if not to develop it later? So if we're making this decision based on just the facts at hand, that is totally fine. I respect that there is rules in place for a reason. But what is the point of the partition if not to develop the property to some extent? And if my understanding is correct, these 6-acre parcels could potentially be future be subdivided down into 2-acre parcels. But again, that would then require the study as far as the groundwater goes, because they would be smaller. So is the plan just to potentially develop those 2 6-acre parcels themselves, like 2 homes on 2 properties? Or is the plan to eventually sell it off and then develop into something smaller? Because then that's kind of, we're all thinking ahead, like we can see the writing on the wall. So that those are the 2 things I really wanted to bring up. I think we've talked about everything else that I had concerns about.
I think those are very reasonable considerations, but you're correct in being mindful of the criteria for a partition of an application in front of me. And as we talked about, the code doesn't require the groundwater analysis for parcels that exceed 5 acres.
Exactly.
So although there's a reasonable thought for neighbors, it's beyond my authority.
So that's why I wanted to ask, like, okay, so we're sticking to that. What's the point of the subdivision then? Like, are we going to be using that property for something else, or that? So that's why I was asking that question. So I just wanted to get that to go on record. Other than that, I think I've spoken to everything else that Dean had mentioned, so.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else like to be heard?
I just have a question.
Well, if you'd like to say anything, you need to be sworn in on the record.
My name is Dave Gillis. I live on 141 Hilo Road Southeast, and my question is actually of Marion County.
Actually, Mr. Gillis, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do. In so much as this partition has been made in such a way that we can take no more groundwater and those problems.
Okay, Mr. Gillis, you can provide testimony.
All right, I said I only had a question.
Okay, but it's not your time to ask questions of the Marion County Planner. If you have specific concerns that are related to the criteria, then you should address those in testimony. And if they impact the criteria, then it's my job to ask further questions of the county.
No problem. I have nothing to say.
Okay, please come forward.
Carl Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, reside at 152 Hilo Road, property owner.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay, please proceed.
I understand that there appears to be three criteria here in front of the county board. And as part of my research, I contacted actually two individuals, but mainly one individual who spoke to me over the phone in the planning division for the county. And that same individual happened to write up the letter, draft up the letter that was sent to all of us who reside on Hilo Road and the immediate area. That individual made it very clear to me that the county does not know where the easement road is going to be to Hilo Road. It is up to a county engineer, period. And that was made very clear to me over the phone. Now, that is definitely part of the criteria that you as a hearing officer can address. Originally, I had three primary objections, but since they don't pertain to the criteria here in front of the board, the only criteria I can see that I can make an objection to is sensitive groundwater. And the county has made it very clear that there is no liability on the part of both the applicant as well as the county if the water table is lowered with additional wells in that area. I'm sure this development will include at a minimum at least one well, if not possibly six wells, depending on what happens there. So in further research, I contacted Salem Fire Department on Liberty Road South. Hilo Road and Liberty is currently under the planning operation of an S3 pressure zone. I first talked with the fire department, City of Salem. They referred me to the pumping master for the City of Salem. I spoke with the City of Salem for a while, and I found out some additional information. That area on Liberty Road and all the access roads off of Liberty are under an S3 pumping level zone. It's actually a level 3, basically, just to simplify things, which means that you can have a sudden, drastic impact of water pressure for the purposes of fighting fires. And how that happens, and I found this out from the pump master for the City of Salem, he told me clearly this has already happened, and it will happen in the future. And the way it typically happens, and this is a criteria that the county has not even addressed yet, and I believe it applies, is that if you have a sudden, drastic pressure drop in the water pressure, you cannot effectively fight any fire or multiple fires. And how that happens is if the City of Salem taps into the S3 zone, which is what Liberty Road and Hilo Road is.
Is that property in the City of Salem?
It is from this standpoint.
And the water, why are we having a county
hearing on it? The water that is used to fight any fires out there is typically first responded by City of Salem. If City of Salem considers it, their single tanker from the Liberty Road fire station is not adequate, they only have two options. They either call, number one, they either call up a backup tanker, a standard tanker is 1,000 gallons. If it is not adequate to put out a fire, they have to have a backup.
Well, I need you to tell me where in the criteria for a partition this is something that I should consider.
I'm getting to that.
All right.
This same partition of three zones or three, 2 6-acres and one, I forget what it is, 14 acres or whatever it is, falls under the same water district as far as fighting fires go. They, both the city of Salem and the county, have the ability to tap into that water district for fighting fires. And the problem arises when both the city of Salem and the county tap into that same S3 zone, which, by the way, Dean Becker pointed out that there's a tank reservoir, and he told me what the size of that is. It's substantial. It's 2.3 million gallons. It's connected with Skyline Road. That's called the S3 zone. And it's for higher elevation homes for the city of Salem, primarily. But the county has permission to tap into that. And the problem arises when both the city of Salem and the county tap into it at the same time, you have a drastic pressure drop. That sets off pressure alarms with the system. And the city of Salem has to verify what the problem is before they can turn the pump back on to bring the pressure up.
Okay, assuming all that's true, how does that impact the criteria for a partition of this property into three parcels?
Okay. The city of Salem told me very clearly that there has to be a site radius for their tanker trucks.
Okay, but that's nothing that I've seen in the criteria for a partition.
Well, the county is proposing two easements. One off of Liberty Road, and one, which is unknown yet, to Hilo Road. It's up to a county engineer to determine where that actually is. A map was presented today where the proposed road is going to be, but it's up to a county engineer to determine that.
Okay, and if you see the decision, there are findings and engineering conditions that Marion County requested be included as a condition of approval, but the access issue is different than safety issues, fire department issues.
The access issue is determined on where that road going to Hilo Road is going to be. If the site radius isn't sufficient for a tanker truck, then guess what? They can't fight a fire out there.
Correct, but that's a building permit issue and a permitting issue. That's not a partition criteria issue.
Well, my understanding is that my primary objection that I can make here today that would address the criteria is the sensitive groundwater. I used to have a well that was only 43 feet deep, and it was not adequate for warmer months. If you had a household water draw and a garden, it was not adequate for all the warmer months.
Yeah, I understand that, but I have to limit testimony to the criteria before us. And in Marion County, in the SGO 5 zone, if the parcel's greater than 5 acres, we do not need to have the applicant demonstrate sufficient groundwater.
Well, let me ask the county this question. What shoulders does the liability fall on when the water table drops out there? There's multiple people who have shallow wells out there. I used to be one of them. Where does the liability fall on?
That's not a consideration for whether a partition is permissible under the Marion County Code.
Okay, then if that's not a condition, then I can make an objection that it would affect the sensitive groundwater out there.
Absolutely, your objection is in the record here.
Okay. If I may.
Yes, please.
Could I respond to the gentleman's comments really quick? Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that with the sensitive groundwater overlay 5 zone, that was created based on an original study to determine groundwater availability. And parcels greater than 5 acres, it was clear within that study that development is safe in these areas and that there is sufficient water supply in order to create development on parcels greater than 5 acres. Hence why anything less than 5 acres requires a hydrogeology review. And then really quickly as well, I wanted to read comments from the Salem Fire Department, who does serve this area. So they did comment, Salem Fire Department has no concerns with the partition. Items including fire department access and water supply will be required per the Oregon Fire Code at the time of development. So that was their comments on the proposal as well. Thank you.
May I make a comment back to that? In my research and talking with the pump master for the city of Salem, he told me very clearly there is an issue here, and it has happened before, and it will continue to happen. When both the city of Salem and Marion County tap into that same zone level of water, it makes a drastic enough drop in the pressure that it sets off all of their alarms.
I understand what you're saying, but the county has reached out to the Salem Fire Department about the subject matter of this application. Perhaps there are concerns at the time of development for all those issues, access issues, water rights, but they have no concerns with respect to the partition application.
Okay. I would like to go back to the point where the county has pointed out that this does not affect the headwater of Rogers Creek. I think if the county does a little bit of research, it may have to go way back to Alma statehood. There's a relatively famous family that used to live out there at that time, known as the Jory family. If you research into that, you'll find out that that was considered part of the headwaters of the Rogers Creek, of one of the Jorys. Multiple juries at that time. I believe there was a John and a Henry. Again, you'd have to go close to probably before statehood to find out about that.
But the county, when they receive an application for partition, has to follow the Marion County Code criteria. That's what they have to do.
I can't address that.
Well, I can. That's what they have to do.
The applicant has to do that.
Yes, the application has to be consistent with the criteria for the requested action, which in this case is just the partition. It's not development.
Okay. What happens after this hearing approval?
I haven't rendered a decision on this. There'll be a decision issued, and parties can appeal to the Board of Commissioners.
Can that be done in writing?
The decision will be issued to you in writing, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thackeray, you'd like to be heard further? You'd like to be heard further? Please come forward.
I wanted to support what Carl Johnson was trying to say. That particular area has been zoned as an SGO limited or sensitive water area. I'm just not sure that the Marion County Planning Department contacted them with that information. Reason being—
Contacted whom?
Contacted the fire department when they asked for comments. Because if you attach another well, it's further gonna deplete that water capacity and that in our water tables currently in the area, and that is part of your criteria.
And that may be a concern if there is a development, but at this time the Salem Fire Department says their only comment on this application is no concerns with the partition.
Again, I'll reiterate what I had previously said. The Marion County Planning Department told us if we did not bring up this information at the hearing, it may not surface when it goes to building permits. So we've got to get this in the open that there is a sensitive water area out there. We have very limited supply of water. Most of us can't water our yards during the summer months because there's that little water available. We don't want to deplete that water table, and by doing a development and also putting in a fire suppression, should we not be able to tap that water tower? Like we're just barking up a tree.
else like to be heard in opposition to the application? Mr. Storm, would you like an opportunity for rebuttal?
I guess with me as property owner, he can just speak to quickly the intersection of the existing accessway on Hilo Road. Do you want to say your name for the record first?
Greg Fries, 3262 Northeast Everett Street, Portland, Oregon, 97232.
Thank you, Mr. Fries. And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
We have a existing driveway on Hilo Road, and it was testified earlier by an appellant that there's lots of hills up and down right there. That's a very flat, even stretch of Hilo Road. You can see all the way to Liberty Road and all the way past to the edge of the sheet of the paper towards the east. It's a county-approved driveway.
That's in current use.
Yes.
And I'll just supplement that. I did speak with John Rasmussen from Marion County Public Works Department this morning. Mr. Rasmussen's an engineer with the county, indicated that he did do site analysis at that intersection point and clarified for me that that was the access that he was indicating in the engineering comments. I was just seeking that kind of clarification, and he confirmed that it did comply based on his analysis with the site standards. So, you know, our request is to approve the staff report. The only modification from the staff decision that we're asking would be on the engineering condition of approval A, as I spoke to before. Other than that, you know, we believe that we'll be able to comply with all engineering standards through the final plat process, including incorporating the final easement on in accordance with the county's engineering standards. Those are clear and objective standards that are done as part of a ministerial review. You know, but with the property sizes of this nature, they're clearly all feasible and so satisfy the obligations right now. So from the applicant's point of view, we're comfortable closing the hearing and closing the record, but I understand this is the first evidentiary hearing, so I'll wait to hear what the hearings officer does, but that's my position, because we are interested in a timely decision on this and don't want to just for purposes of clarity, you know, want to honor the 150-day deadline as it's currently calendared.
My concern is just the Nolan Dolan objection is the main concern to number one. So the analysis under that is really what I go on for whether that's enforced or not, the requested condition of approval.
I understand in part, but maybe not entirely.
Well, I'm just saying, I guess what I'm looking at is I didn't necessarily read this as a condition of approval in the decision itself, but I understand from Ms. Peden that it is considered a condition of approval. Compliance with A, so I'm wondering if we need to just document that further somehow, and I can just assume it is a condition of approval and the applicant objects to it on the basis of Dolan analysis.
I think so. I mean, I understand sometimes that can be supported with greater briefing, but for the most part, it's, you know, black letter case law. I mean, because the county hasn't done any individualized determination as to, and as a practical matter, it, as I read through the engineering letter in the record,
Correct, yeah. In underneath these various agency comments is where all of John's comments are included.
So the proposed condition of approval kind of contemplated a development that would have potentially used Colt Road. And so I don't fault Public Works staff for bringing that up, but given that they presented us with two opportunities. It's under engineering requirements. See, it said in the alternative to high-low road access, a new shared residential access could be installed under a permit within Colt Road unopened right-of-way where there is an anticipated sufficient TSD at the Liberty Road connection. So with the clarification from this hearing, we're not proposing any development within Colt Road. Therefore, there's not going to be impact by the greater way.
Okay. So your understanding of Mr. Rasmussen's writings in here where he says in the alternative to the high-low road access, that is A, engineering condition A. He's
I hate to speak for him, but I see that citing some of the Marion County engineering standards under section 272, but then also he's kind of sharing his logic in the engineering requirements, talking about go to high-low road or in the alternative you can develop Colt Road.
That's exactly what I'm trying to figure out. Is he saying you got to have one or the other?
Right.
Do you have a thought on that, Ms. Peden?
Yeah, so it sounds, and from conversations with John himself, it sounds like high-low road is the route that they prefer and that you want to go as well. It sounds like the Colt Road is an alternative in case it is an option for you, basically. But I also just want to clarify that this is a condition of approval as of now, and that further conversation with the Land Development Department just will help clarify, if there was an issue with this, they'd be able to work with you on that.
Okay. Trying to figure out how I write a timely order with that caveat. Do we need to get back to Mr. Rasmussen on whether it's one or the other, or? Mr. Barnes, you have a thought on that?
Hi there, Austin Barnes, Marion County Planning Division, Principal Planner, 5155 Silverton Road.
Do you affirm that the testimony you've given this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. So this is, in cases like this, we don't necessarily need John to clarify one or the other for the accesses. It's an option. It is saying there's an existing access off high-low road that if you want to create an easement on, that's totally fine. And if you want to go develop Cole Road as a local road because there's right-of-way there, you can totally do that. That's fine. Kind of the applicant's choice. And then his condition is basically saying that there's a section of the partitioning and subdivision code that says that if you're abutting a existing right-of-way that's a local road, I believe, that's not at full width, you have to dedicate the width. So there he's just citing the planning code section that says why the dedication is needed on a local road. But again, it's the applicant's choice which access they'd like to use. John's basically just saying we wouldn't support the Liberty Road access as that's a farm access.
So then a condition of if the applicant chose the high-low road access, a condition of approval would not require the applicant to dedicate a 30-foot right-of-way without going through Nolan-Dolan analysis?
Well, what John is saying is he said he still would require on the plat the dedication of the right-of-way because our code states that you get that dedication on a street in this scenario. That's what John's reasoning is saying.
And so that section number 17-172-240 is titled dedication of right-of-way, is what Mr. Barnes is referring to. So I understood the position. Mr. Rasmussen is just kind of citing code in that, and then I'm just objecting to it, just as a matter of law, and also just logic, saying I understand that that's the policy of the county, and
I think, just for the record, planning staff is less concerned with the dedication of the right-of-way and more concerned with just safe access and just meeting those standards. So that's, planning doesn't take really a big position on dedication right-of-way since it's not really our thing. The engineering department does it. But in this case, we're just looking for safe access, however the applicant would like to choose to take it from the options.
Understood. Thank you. Not trying to complicate that. I just want the order to be clear on on these issues. Mr. Becker?
I'm troubled again.
Let me hold on just a minute. Is there anything else on the rebuttal on rebuttal issues?
I don't think so. I
and will, you still will have
yeah,
another
have
opportunity.
Wait, but no, that addresses what we wanted.
Okay.
To.
Thank you.
I want to refer to the picture they gave, and they talk about access and right of way, where they intend to place this road. We have a 20 foot distance between fog lines on Hilo, and there's no way if this development continues. If they had a multi-level structure, that a ladder truck would be able to make a turn at that particular location on Hilo. It's impossible.
Okay, but I'm going to point you back to what the comments of the Salem Fire Department. Salem Fire Department has no concerns with the partition. Items including fire department access and water supply will be required per Oregon Fire Code at the time of development.
Marion County didn't have that information unless they shared it with the fire department, because like I said, we just found out about this access today and their testimony. And
it's in the
we assumed that it was going to be down there on Champion Hill Road and a secondary access probably for Cole Road. And if you look at the picture there, there's no way a ladder truck will be able to make that turn if they have a multi-level structure.
There's no application for development pending at this time.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to be heard in opposition to the application? Johnson?
Carl Johnson? Thank you, Hilo Road. So, in listening to the proposed A, B, and C, not a decision.
I read the engineer's comments to say there needs to be access, and the safety concerns are most important to planning, and it's the applicant's ability to have a safe access. And I hear the applicant saying they prefer the Hilo Road, and I hear that's what engineering prefers as well. I would say no, because that's about development.
Department, and if the city of Salem calls the county out there as well, and they tap into the same water that I pointed out.
Okay. That could be a concern that's raised at the time of development if a truck could get in there. There's no structure there to have that discussion with at this point.
Correct. There is basically
yes, and the Salem Fire Department is aware of that.
Yes.
And so that's why their comment at this point is they have no concerns with the partition. Access might be a different consideration at the time of development.
When I spoke with the City of Salem Fire Department,
Well, they didn't in response to the application.
City of Salem did point out to me very clearly that it would be wise for me to, and I did investigate a little further by contacting the City of Salem. They both tap into the same water system. It drops the pressure, all alarms go off. City of Salem has to verify that alarm. What caused it before they turn the pump?
And that is why they say access and water supply are to be addressed at time of development.
May I respond to the comments?
Yes, please.
So Salem Fire Department does review building permits, and that Salem Fire will review this access point, so will the Public Works Land Development Department, to make sure that fire trucks can turn into here, because if a road's being created and development is happening, we will need fire trucks to be able to access this point. They do account for turning radius. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, I can assure you that's true because I've had many hearings where we've had fire department staff even here talking about those issues of access and turn radius. So it's just not it's not a criteria under the partition.
So the access that is off of Liberty Road, that still is going to be a 30-foot offset.
That's going to be in the decision.
So will there be both access to both for those three partitions? There'll be both Liberty and Hilo Road. Is that correct?
That's not my reading of the engineer's suggestion.
Well, there's separate access.
There are two alternative access points.
For two of the partitions.
For the partition as a whole.
So, is there a split in that road? Following, how can there be not access to both Liberty Road and Hilo Road if there is not a single road all the way through there?
Well, I think the applicant did testify on the photograph of how that's possible, but there's a driveway on Hilo Road. Mr. Johnson, do you have any other issues with the criteria for approval of a partition?
I guess I do have one other opposition, and that is to the overall shrinking of the SA, special agricultural zoning out there. There's now going to be a reduction of that by this partition being made, affecting the farming community out there in general. That is a strong farming on the edge of the farming zone, I realize that, because you have lots of residents.
Shrinking of water?
Both, probably from a few different criteria. Water is probably the primary criteria. Secondary criteria is the safety, access, and then I brought up a third criteria that the county hasn't even looked at yet, and that was obviously fighting fires and access. Those are the primary criteria.
Thank you. Anything further? Sorum, anything further?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Eden, anything further?
Just to add to that record, the SA zone itself on this property, it's not being reduced. It's just being separated from the AR zone of the property. So the land designated special agriculture will not be made smaller in acreage. It's just being separated now. Thank you.
Thank you. And if there's no request, close the hearing and we'll get a decision issued, and everyone that signed up will get a copy of the decision. Thank you.